Now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Genesis Family Hair Care, Cottonwood Area Transit, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, on this beautiful snowy afternoon. Those of us who woke up to a winter wonderland and figured, what's up? Should have been, what was this, predicting a couple, half inch, an inch or so, and some rain. And we've got, I don't know about you, but I'm out in PV, and I've got about 6 inches was all over this morning. And I want to give a big shout out to the town of Prescott Valley Public Works. I know they work hard and they get those roads plowed, but a lot of times you get all these main arteries done first. And, you know, for me, and I live over in the Granville area, not always are you getting your little smaller streets because priority to the main thoroughfares. And I get that, but shout out. Today, it was plowed all the way through there and was able to get out and get on to work at a reasonable time this morning. So again, to Prescott Valley Public Works, thank you very much for all your work in getting those plows out and getting the roads clear so all of us could get to work today safely. And we really, really, really appreciate you. So I don't know about anybody else, but enough with the snow and let's get on to spring. And, you know, the beautiful buds on the trees and the flowers growing. And I'm sure I'm a little premature and it's only the, you know what, the middle of February. You know, so it's only the 11th, and so maybe I'm a little premature. What did Punxsutawney Phil figure out was 6 more weeks of winter, or spring was early, but we'll believe it when we see it. So we're glad you're joining us today. We've got a great show for you today. We're going to mix it up a little bit, and we're going to start off with our Chamber Spotlight on Business. So stick with us. We're going to take a short break here, and when we come back, more with Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. I was going to say talk about Prescott Valley, and that's what we're doing, right, Link? Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, here on KQ at 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and worldwide on KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For 3 generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean, burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Hi, this is Stacy
and Tina
from the Light Company, and we are so excited to announce that Kay's Lighting in Prescott is under new ownership and now a part of our lighting and furniture family.
For years, Kay's Lighting has brought exceptional lighting and design to the Prescott area, and starting in March, we will be offering heirloom quality custom furniture.
Come see us at 735 6th Street in Prescott and let us help you design a beautiful space uniquely your own.
Roses are red, violets are blue. There's a giant share of Castle Cash waiting for you. It's the Don't Break My Heart giveaway at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. 2 hearts are better than one, so grab a loved one and start earning entries all February. Hourly drawings every Saturday in February from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for a chance to win $5,000 in Castle Cash. At 11 p.m., a lucky guest will have a chance to win $10,000 in Castle Cash. It's the Don't Break My Heart giveaway, only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel.
Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
This is Ted Guttle. Along with my brother Adam, we have a great time doing these radio ads, but we are dead serious when it comes to keeping you cool in the summer and warm in the winter. At Guttle's, your comfort is no laughing matter, and not only do we insist on using the best quality parts and equipment, but also the most highly trained and skilled workers. No cutting corners, no overselling, just doing what's right for you. That's a promise we've kept since 1987.
Hey! Don't settle. Get Guttle's High Desert Mechanical in the Prescott area. Call 772-2751.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. As I said, you know, it's in honor of a snowy day. Let's just change it up, things around here. So we're going to do our chamber spotlight on business first. And my first guest is Deanna Etter. She's the Director of Marketing Development, and Dr. David Wolkoff. He's the Medical Director with our very own West Yavapai Guidance Clinic. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi. Good to have you.
Thank you.
And welcome. Welcome. You're kicking off our segment here. Deanna, so let's talk a little bit about you. You gave us a call. You've got some great things going on over at West Yavapai Guidance Clinic.
We do. I'm actually new to West Yavapai Guidance Clinic. I just started in November, and we're doing a couple new programs. We're doing a kickoff with a brand new treatment that we have that Dr. Wolkoff's going to talk about today. But we're holding an open house for our new treatment program next Thursday, and it's going to be at our Winsong Clinic on Winsong Drive. And it's from 4 to 6, and we're going to open it up. Anybody that wants to come and talk to us and see us and have questions, and we'll show you what it's all about. But I'll let Dr. Wolkoff tell a little bit more about the treatment.
Okay, let's remind everybody this is Thursday, February the 20th.
Thursday, February 20th.
Perfect.
Yes.
Okay, Dr. Wolkoff, share a little bit about what's going on over there.
All right, thank you. So we just started up a program, which we're quite excited about, a new treatment for depression and also for other mental health conditions that I can get into later. And it's called DTMS. So the TMS is transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's a bit of a mouthful. But basically what it is a machine. It's a very powerful magnet. And people sit in a chair. They're fully awake. They don't need to be sedated or anything. And they have the treatment, which lasts about 20 minutes. It looks sort of like a helmet, actually sort of like those things from the 50s, those hair dryers that used to have in beauty salons. You don't see those too much anymore.
I remember those. Okay.
Yes, right. So something like that. It's not painful. You just feel a little bit of a tapping as if you're a bit of a noise, like if you're in an MRI machine, if you ever had one of those. So that's the treatment. It's 20 minutes long. You come 5 days a week to get your hair done, so to speak. And then 4 to 6 weeks, and we have really good results with it, even for people that have not seen improvement with medications.
So this is new to West Yavapai Guidance Clinic.
Correct.
Have you worked with this previously?
No, it's really a new treatment. So this particular type of TMS is called DTMS, as I mentioned, D for deep. So it gets deep into the brain. And this has really only been around for a rather short time. And we're actually the only ones in Northern Arizona that have this particular machine available.
So at this open house, you'll be demonstrating that and then presenting a little bit more in depth of what it actually does.
Exactly, yes. So it's not that we'll be doing treatments there, but people can see the machine.
They can put it on and test it.
Well, they can put it on, but we're not gonna actually flip the switch on and go live with it.
Absolutely, because it really does have a certain medical treatment.
Exactly. That wouldn't be appropriate to do, although I've tried it myself just to test it out. I didn't want to try it on other people without trying it myself.
Well,
just briefly, just to feel the impulse, and you do feel it. As if someone's tapping on the side of your head, just at your temple.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's very kind of you to know exactly what somebody's going through to have tested it first.
Yeah.
You know, that makes a difference when you're talking about it. Have you done this before? Are you just, setting me up and I don't even know what's going to happen? Trust me, I've been there. So is this open to everyone to come to this open house?
It is open to everyone. We're opening our doors, and we want people to come in and take a look at what it is and ask questions, and we're going to have plenty on hand, lots of West Yavapai Guidance people on hand to answer questions. We've got – actually, Dr. Wolkoff didn't mention, but we've got two helmets, and we're treating two different types of disorders, and maybe he can talk a little bit about that, too.
Okay. let's kind of remind everybody what I want to do is I want you to have this open house.
Yes.
And I want to bring you back another day when a
okay.
little bit longer segment
sure. Sure.
so that we can talk about it,
great.
The types of treatments, the disorders, mm-hmm. and how important that is, and yes. the what you're doing at West Yavapai Guidance Clinic is leading, you know, in the treatment of mental health and the services that you provide all across the board. How long have you been there at West Yavapai?
I've been there just a little bit over a year myself.
Well, I'm a huge supporter of West Yavapai. I have been since I moved here, and the services you provide and the work that you do in our community, so many people need to have that, be able to access those services, and you guys make it possible all through the Quad Cities, so we appreciate that.
Thank you for your
Thank
support.
You.
Absolutely. So, okay, Deanna, one more time. When is it, where, and time?
So our open house is on Thursday, February 20th from 4 to 6 p.m. It's going to be at our Winsong Clinic, and that's at 3345 North Winsong Drive. Or they can call our office at 445-5211, and we can answer more questions.
And this will be to introduce the newly offered, I have the note.
Yes, the TMS.
And that means what?
Sorry, that's the transcranial magnetic stimulation.
There you go. So come on out and check it out and meet Dr. Wolf. Thank you so much. Okay, jump over here to my other guests. And we've got David Gray. He's the owner of Full Circuit Mobile Wood-Fired Pizza. And if that's not making you hungry, I don't know what will, because who doesn't love wood-fired pizza?
Nobody I want to be friends with.
That's right. We got to get you, can't hear you there, David. Okay, so tell us about your business and how you got started.
We are starting our, we call it the pizza season. This will be our third pizza season. We started planning this in October of 2017. We have two very close friends who both do this up in the Midwest, and I kind of just followed them on Facebook for about a year and didn't say anything to my wife, Pam, about it, and kind of just sprung it on her as a surprise and said, what do you think about this? And we got to checking into it, and it turned out to be a lot of fun. We actually spent, there's a culinary school in Denver, Colorado, we spent a week at that teaches you how to operate these wood-fired ovens. For those out there that aren't familiar with what we do and how we do it, I have a 3,000-pound oven mounted on a trailer, and we pull it to your site. The oven is fired with oak. We cook pizzas at 800 degrees. It takes about 90 seconds to cook the pizza.
Wow.
And it's a blast. It's fun to watch. It's fun to do. And like I said, we're starting our third season.
So is it mostly available by catering? I mean, they call you and bring you on site, or do you set up in particular locations where people can know you're at and just say, I'm going to pick up some pizza for lunch?
We are special event driven.
Okay.
And speaking of special events, Rhythm and Brews in Prescott Valley on May 16th.
Yes.
We want everybody to know about that. So we're special event driven, and we do catering. We do not... we don't do street vending, if you want to call it that.
Right.
We're not a food truck as you would think of a food truck. So, like I said, special events like Rhythm and Brews, we do the Watson Lake Car Show, farmers markets, any of the public events. And then our business is really, in the last year, has been more private event.
Mm-hmm.
We've done baby showers, graduations, birthday parties, block parties,
weddings. You were telling me about weddings. Wedding receptions you've been doing.
The wedding season is on us, and we are full.
Wow.
It's going to be a fantastic summer. We've got weddings booked clear into November. So if you have something in mind you'd like us for, call early and we'll see what we can do.
And what's your phone number?
928-925-8639.
And do you have a website where people can access?
We have a website, and the website is fullcirclepizza.biz, and Facebook at Full Circle Mobile Wood Fired Pizza, and then the email address is info@fullcirclepizza.biz.
So I have a question then. Of course I do. Are your pizzas kind of like planned, like you have pepperoni or you have this, or do you customize them for somebody ordering, let's say, at a reception or something like that?
For private events like a wedding reception or a block party or birthday party, we do our service buffet style, and we customize the menu for whatever that the client would like. Public events like the car
Rhythm
shows, Rhythm and Brews, we'd have a set menu
mm-hmm.
with seven or eight or nine selections that people can choose from. And the dough is hand stretched in front of you. Pam is the pizza maker. And Pam's the boss.
I love Pam. Okay, and tell us a little bit about the wood firing. How does that affect the baking of the pizza?
We cook at such a high temperature, you have to use a special kind of dough that will tolerate that high heat. 90 seconds is about it. We fire it with locally sourced oak and also locally sourced mesquite. The oak is for heat. It gets us to 800 degrees. The mesquite gives it that wonderful unique smoky flavor that there's some wood-fired pizza in the area in the brick-and-mortar businesses that are awesome pizza, but we're the only ones doing it mobile, so we can bring this to whatever your event is and fire it up.
Well, I think if you've got an event out there, as he mentioned, any type of event, give David a call now because it sounds like your schedule's booking up.
We will fill up. We will be absolutely as busy as we want to be.
Okay, well, one more time, give your contact information.
My name's David Gray, 928-925-8639. Find us on Facebook at Full Circle Mobile Wood Fired Pizza, and our website's fullcirclepizza.biz.
Excellent, thank you. And your website, Deanna, for West Yavapai Guidance Clinic?
It's WYGC.org.
Great. Thank you both for joining us, Chamber Spotlight on Business. I look forward to pizza and hearing more from you. Absolutely, on the TMS. All right. Thank you so much for joining us here on Chamber Spotlight on Business. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, more here. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQNAWorldwide.com.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rupographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rupographics today.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Will you be my Valentine?
Bruce, what does Valentine's Day have to do with Cottonwood Area Transit? After all, it's a sweet ride every day with Cat.
Rudy, life is like a box of chocolates. Every day with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
That's why you're a smooth operator, Rudy.
And I'm taking my sweetheart on the Verde Links to Sedona.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and make every day a sweet ride.
This is Ted Guttle. Along with my brother Adam, we have a great time doing these radio ads, but we are dead serious when it comes to keeping you cool in the summer and warm in the winter. At Guttle's, your comfort is no laughing matter, and not only do we insist on using the best quality parts and equipment, but also the most highly trained and skilled workers. No cutting corners, no overselling, just doing what's right for you. That's a promise we've kept since 1987.
Hey! Don't settle. Get Guttle's High Desert Mechanical in the Prescott area. Call 772-2751.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And Welcome back, everyone. One of the things that you may not know about me, and people close to me do, and my Brady does, is I am a space geek. I have loved space since I was a kid, watching the first Mercury astronauts. Of course, I know that dates me, but, you know, launch and following John Glenn and all of the space NASA activity all through all these years. So my next guest, I'm just excited to share with you, and that's Eric Edelman. He's the Planetarium Director for Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University's Planetarium that we have right in our community, watching space, looking at things happening out there. And I met him, and I just wanted to spend hours chatting. Welcome, Eric.
Oh, thank you.
So good to have you.
And I don't know how anybody can be here in Prescott and not be a fan of the universe. I used to live in Los Angeles and San Francisco, where maybe you could see like one, two stars if you're lucky.
Right.
Here we have the whole entire sky. You can see constellations. You can see the planets. It's amazing.
You can actually see them too, which is amazing. Before, you'd have to go like to Griffith Park Observatory, and I know you're familiar with that,
right,
which is an amazing place, but that's where you'd see things. Here I look in the sky and I could actually see the Big Dipper, the Little Dipper, and a lot of the other ones we'll be talking about.
Yeah.
But so as with the opening of this planetarium and you joining us here, it's like you've opened the whole world to looking at space in various programs and fun ways to do it.
Oh, the world's already there, but we just love to give the tools. And and so one of the things that is a really fun series that we do, we had a show last weekend, was our Seasonal Night Sky series, where we just, every season, what's up in your sky? How can you find it if you're an expert sky gazer or if you're just beginning? Tips and tricks for you, helping you, you know, get up to speed and try to figure out what's what stars going where and what's it doing and all that good stuff.
And this tells you and helps you see that. But a lot of times you can see those things from your house in a dark, as we have dark skies.
Oh yeah.
Once you know what's there.
Yeah. So it's, everything's there. We just try to provide the roadmap, give you tools to see where things are. And it's always fun to talk with folks after the shows, and they share with me how their first discovery of seeing the Big Dipper for the first time, seeing Orion for the first time, seeing a meteor shower for the first time. And it can all happen right here.
Well, I'll tell you, one of my biggest, you know, always being a space geek, but one of my biggest moments that I will never forget was a time, we were like at this pizza house that was right next to this camera store that had telescopes, and they had these telescopes set up that you could see Saturn.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I actually looked through the telescope, you know, and this was just coming out of having pizza and said, well, let me take a look at them. And seeing Saturn and actually seeing the rings. I mean, and that was there, not like a picture and right, how I'd seen it, but right, it looks exactly like the pictures, which is, you know, not, I was just, to me, that was just life changing for me to see that realistically, because Saturn with the rings is so unique.
Yeah. And it's one of the favorite planets of many, just because even without some incredible tools, just with your average telescope, you can see the hula hoop going around the planet.
It's amazing.
It makes it all the more three-dimensional, that it's not just like a circle that you're seeing with different colors,
right,
that Saturn is showing you there's a whole environment out there around another world, and it's sort of close by.
So what's that hula hoop made of?
So it's,
and why doesn't it, like, you know, dissipate and go in other places? It stays there. It's always there.
Right. Why, what's that prominent?
That's probably a 4-hour class.
And so rocks and ice. And so it's little puzzle pieces, little pieces of cookie dough that didn't go into making the main sculpture, as it were. So little cookie crumbs that are in this main plane. And the main plane, long story short, when there's a lot of cars going one way, a car going in a different direction, it's hard for that to stay, so it sort of ends up going along with the flow. And you were mentioning that the ring system is always there, and yes, that's true from a human standpoint, but from an astronomical standpoint, those rings can dissipate. There can be collisions that happen with moons around the planet that can feed the rings. There actually is a good possibility that Mars in the distant, distant future may have a ring system itself. So rings change. They evolve with the universe. And just in our current point of time, this Saturn that we can observe has a magnificent group of rings.
Mm-hmm. Just a little teaser there. Okay, now, all right, let's get to the real point. There's so many things going on, and we were talking about. And we do want to share this program that you have coming up. Friday the 14th, Valentine's Day.
Yes,
and
yes,
again, Saturday evening on the 15th, A Romance Among the Stars. Tell us about that?
So one thing that we like to do in the planetarium is we like to create our own show. So sometimes we show content that IMAX adaptions. We got different shows from special full dome production companies that come around. But also we have our own homegrown farmers market, as it were, version of a planetarium show where we have our systems where we can code the visualizations ourselves. And that's what we did with this particular show. And it's all about, well, exploring the spots of fire and fury out there in space. And we travel to a lot of different places. We sort of grapple with the question of what makes the universe romantic for people? What brings that spark, that fire to it? And we'll also have a mystery of, well, where is the heart of it all when it comes to the human relationship with the universe? Where is that heart? We'll try and find it throughout the course of the show. And I got to say, it might not end up being where you'd first expect.
Okay, what time does this show start this weekend?
Oh, so it's at 6 o'clock on Friday and Saturday, and yeah, tickets are available online. I'd recommend getting them in advance. It looks like we might not have open seats by the end of it.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that theater there.
Sure.
How many does it seat, and a little bit about what it's like inside?
Yeah, absolutely. And it is a unique experience if you've never been in a planetarium before. So we can sit, we got 116 fixed, and we got 5 spots for wheelchair devices. It's... As opposed to a big rectangle in front of you, it's more like you have a gigantic helmet on top of your head showing you the universe. We got a 47-foot diameter dome, and that's where we project the stars, the planets, the universe. And so it's a different experience, a little bit than a movie theater, but it does share its similarities. But yes, tickets in advance might be a good idea with this one. You can find us online. Easiest way is to Google the Prescott Planetarium will show up. And the website, if you're interested, is prescott.eru.edu/planetarium.
Romance Among the Stars.
Yes.
And this is, you were telling me earlier that this is part of a series. You do programs on a regular basis.
Oh, we do, yes. We like to change things up. One thing, as a relatively new facility here in Prescott, is we're trying to figure out what best speaks to the interests of the community. And so we're trying a lot of different shows, seeing what's more popular, seeing what's less popular. And a lot of what we've learned is that, well, different strokes for different folks. There'll be different people that will just love to learn a lot about the constellations. There'll be people that come by for the laser light shows we do bring in. The Pink Floyd laser light show, that comes by occasionally. There's also those that love the just astronomy lecture series. So we bring in a professor to talk about their specialty research. There are people that love to get into the deep science of it. And so we try and, as many weekends as we can, bring in different types of shows that will explore different types of themes at different levels of rigor, astronomical rigor, as it were, and give everybody a chance to explore the sky.
Because there's so much to explore.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're so limited by what we see in the sky, and yet the universe is vast.
It's literally everything. It's all the stuff that's out there. And so there's no end to the stories that we can tell and the subjects that we can cover. There's a lot of ground that we're going to move forward from.
And so what are we really looking at when we're looking into the sky?
Oh, well, there's an amazing number of things that, from stars to exploded material that used to be stars, distant galaxies. And when we look at these objects, one amazing thing is that we are indeed looking at them in the past, that they're so far away from us. Light takes a little bit of time to travel those vast distances. And so we see snapshots of history as we look out beyond ourselves.
That's amazing. I just love it. Don't you, Link? Don't you just love it? I see her grinning over here. She's like, she's a neat geek like I am. And it's like, I want to go see this. And you were telling me, at different times of the year, the sky is entirely different.
Yeah.
Because of the rotation of the Earth. And
also how the Earth orbits around the sun. So
you have both factoring on where certain things. So your winter sky is different than your spring sky and then your summer sky.
Right. And so like in the summer, the stars that we see in the winter, those are, visible during the daytime. The sun's in that part of the sky, so it washes out that area for us. And so as we orbit the sun over the course of a year, we see different parts of the sky, and it's the puzzle is revealed over time.
That's amazing. I could just sign up for the every week series to listen to you and all the presentations.
I'll tell you a secret. I think that there is an astronomy geek in each and every one of us. It's hard for there not to be.
I think so too. And Brady, in my office, Brady, I told you about Brady. He has space things in his office. He has, the universe, and that's his passion, which is makes it so much fun to sit and talk to him because he's very, very smart. Uh-huh. And I told him about you, and we're hooking you all up because this is great stuff. So, Eric, thank you so much. Again, Romance Among the Stars is a program coming up this Valentine's Day, the Friday the 14th, and then Saturday the 15th.
Yes.
You should get online. It's only $6. It's a 30-minute show with some activities afterwards.
Yeah.
So, again, a phone number or the website where they can get tickets.
Yeah, the best way to get tickets is to go to the website. Easiest way is to Google us, Prescott, Jim and Linda Lee Planetarium, or go to prescott.erau.edu/planetarium, and there's a phone number on the website. If you're looking for help, we can help you out. Our box office is normal business hours. So.
Wow, amazing. And I want to shout out and thank you to Jim and Linda Lee for bringing this and investing in this and bringing it together to our community so that we have
absolutely.
You and sharing these programs and the universe. So great to them, great to you. Love you. Oh, my gosh. Okay, we got to go to the planetarium. Like,
do it.
All right, we're on our way. We're going to take a short break here and we come back more here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ and 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, KQNA.com. I'm caught up in the universe. I mean, I'm excited. Okay, we'll be right back.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home where the view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley in Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV,
bringing family and lifestyles together.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rupographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rupographics today.
That's the sound of healthy hearts. Music to the ears of heart experts at Yavapai Regional Medical Center's James Family Heart Center. Our leading cardiologists and skilled heart specialists work together to detect and treat valve disease. In fact, YRMC's Heart Center is a national model for valve disease diagnosis and treatment. Our team creates customized care plans based on each patient's unique health profile. Our treatments combine leading-edge technology with the latest non-surgical procedures. This means you or someone you love can get back to an active and healthier life sooner. A national care model for valve disease, world-class technology, the latest non-surgical procedures, and amazing heart specialists. All at the James Family Heart Center at YRMC. Inspired by you.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Arizona School Superintendent delivers the first State of Special Education speech. Speaking today to the Senate Education Committee, Kathy Hoffman says she's glad to see bipartisan support for increasing funding for special needs students, but she says more needs to be done.
I've heard from so many people, parents and educators alike, who are frustrated by years of cuts that have resulted in an under-resourced system that is stretched thin. As a result, our state is facing a severe shortage in certified and licensed professionals in all areas of special education.
Hoffman calls for increased enrollment in preschool. She's also called on lawmakers to invest heavily in public education. Hoffman, a Democrat, applauds new laws driven by Republicans, such as a new dyslexia reading specialist. Hoffman is trained in speech language pathology. partly sunny and cold, chilling after bedtime, to a mostly clear 25 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, then warming to 51 tomorrow, 54 Thursday through Saturday, with a 30% chance for rain and snow showers late Friday night and Saturday morning. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, chilling overnight to near 28, continued sunny toward the weekend, with highs tomorrow near 59, Thursday through Saturday in the low 60s, with those same weekend rain and snow showers. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley continues in just a moment on KQ&A.
Roses are red, violets are blue. There's a giant share of Castle Cash waiting for you. It's the Don't Break My Heart giveaway at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Two hearts are better than one, so grab a loved one and start earning entries all February. Hourly drawings every Saturday in February from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for a chance to win $5,000 in Castle Cash. At 11 p.m., a lucky guest will have a chance to win $10,000 in Castle Cash. It's the Don't Break My Heart giveaway, only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel.
Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. One of the common themes of conversations when I've been out and about in Prescott, and I'm sure it's this way in Chino, Dewey-Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, is how nice our employees are. It never ceases to amaze me that people I don't even know will make the special effort to tell me about the folks who take care of them in our stores. That's because we at Olson's genuinely care about your animals and about the fact that you decided to shop in our stores. We're in our 41st year and have seen it all. We have incredible animal and pet experience throughout our company and access this experience on a daily basis. Whether it be what should I feed, how should I feed, how much should I be feeding to achieve the results I want, or my pet or animal has a special need, how can I help make life better? We help you figure that kind of stuff out. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals, where good enough just isn't, in Chino, Prescott, Dewey-Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. It is my pleasure to introduce my guest today. I'm so excited to have her, Bree Hinkle. She's the owner and publisher of Prescott Women Magazine. And if you haven't got your edition yet, here it's Love Blooms. It's the Wedding and Travel Edition. I'm looking inside. Bree, welcome.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. I'm so excited. Love is blooming here, you know?
Love is blooming. I know. Spring's not, but we know that.
Yeah.
But I gotta say that this is a beautiful edition. I love the pictures of all the brides and grooms, and I did have to do shout out that in the section is also included our very own DJ Phone and his wife. They got married, and there's a beautiful picture of the two of them in the wedding photography section. So if you haven't had a chance to take a look at it, and you are a pending bride or groom, or you just like me and love romance and looking at pictures of happy people, pick up a copy. It's always great, interesting reading and fun of home health, beauty tips, business, local, and local business people, which is what's near and dear to my heart, Bree, because I value you as a very wonderful businesswoman. And what you share about the movers and shakers in our community is just terrific.
Thank you so much. I enjoy featuring women from all over the Tri-Cities, or Quad Cities, I suppose, now. And so it's exciting to share what they're doing for the community and for business. And for, you know, I mean, we feature everything from businesswomen to stay-at-home moms. So we cover every single woman doing amazing things.
Right. And you are an amazing woman doing things, and you are taking it to the next level, because you, in partnership with Quad City Business News, are bringing to our community the Athena Award.
Yes.
And
so
I'm
exciting.
Sure people are out there saying, what is the Athena Award? So I'm going to let you share a little bit about that.
Yeah, definitely. So the Athena Awards is actually an international award program for women. And it's kind of their nominees need to be individuals that strive for personal and professional accomplishment, that excel in their chosen field. They devote time and energy to their community, and they forge the path of leadership for other women, too. So they have to really be movers and shakers, like you mentioned. So I know a lot of community women are really are those people.
Absolutely.
I'm sure we all know some or many. And so you can nominate actually today if you want to at PrescottAthena.com. So right now we're looking for nominations and, of course, sponsors.
Okay, so tell us about the program itself, and we will, let me say, it's the Athena Leadership Award, and I
yes.
am familiar with it throughout the state of Arizona. Like you said, it's an international, mm-hmm. It's a program that other Flagstaff has, you know, their recognition. I think there's a couple of, you know, chambers in the Valley that
yeah.
are involved with it in bringing this program to honor those women in leadership. And like you said, the piece I like about it the
yeah.
best, though, is the assist women in reaching their full leadership potential.
Yes.
I liken that to straightening each other's crowns.
Exactly.
You know, you're building someone else up. You're assisting and mentoring. You're helping them get further in their careers, get further in their community involvement. And it's not about you. It's about them and helping others. And I'm a full, well, you know, we did that article. I'm a full believer in that because
yeah.
I believe that, you know, leave the world a better place than you're in it. But
exactly. And what was so interesting was just even waiting to be on your show. I was talking to Deanna, who was on your guest earlier, and she was saying how excited she was to nominate a fellow woman. And I just think that is definitely what this is all about, is just nominating and supporting other women doing amazing things. And this community does that so well.
It does. It does. And how did you get involved in this?
So I actually met with a person that was nominated for the Athena Award last year in Flagstaff, a friend of mine. Shout out to Erin. And she was telling me about the Athena Awards. And afterwards, I thought, well, what a great concept. And I'm surprised we don't have something like that in Prescott. And so I researched, and then I approached, everybody knows DMK from Quad City Business News. Because we had been
Deborah Mainville Knight.
We'll yes.
just shout her name out there.
I approached her and thought, what if we did this together to show two business women actually coming together to do this for other business women? Well, not just business women, community leaders.
Right.
And so now we're going full on with it for an April 19th event at the Haciampa.
So let's talk about that event, because you
yeah.
mentioned that sponsorships are available. How,
yes.
What does this evening look like?
So it's actually not an evening event. It is going to be a high tea afternoon event on a Sunday, April 19th. At the Haciampa, so wear your best, you know, high tea hats.
Fun.
Think Mad Hatter if you want to. And what we'll be doing is we'll have a few speakers. I believe we're going to have a woman that has won the Flagstaff Award comes. We're hoping for another couple of speakers that are still in the works. And it'll just be kind of an afternoon of women supporting women, really.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want it to be a huge just speaker-only event. We want it to be a networking, coming-together kind of event.
Right. And so where are the sponsorships? How can business
yeah.
people, how can people be involved? And how can those of us support you in making this first year, this inaugural year, a success, that we continue it on and on and on?
Great. Yes. All the information is actually on the website, which is PrescottAthena.com. So all the sponsorship levels, all the information on becoming a sponsor is there, as well as nominations. So you can go on at any time and fill out a request for information for either nominations or sponsorships, and we'll get back to you quickly on that so that we can get this rolling for you. It's a great opportunity for local businesses to promote such a wonderful event for women.
Right.
And community.
And then the nominees are taken, and then you mm-hmm. have a judging panel.
Right.
That'll make the selection for the Athena Award.
Yes. So we will gather all the nominations. We will have three outside judges review all the nominations that come in. And then after that, we will have award the winner at the sculpture that they receive, which is beautiful. You can see that also at PrescottAthena.com.
Very pretty.
And they'll get to, you know, speak, and we'll have a great afternoon.
It sounds like it makes something very special here.
Yeah.
I think it's the start of something very, very big that you all grow the Hacienda in no time.
That's right. We love it there and we're excited to have it there,
absolutely.
But we would definitely are looking for this to be the jump start to something amazing for this community.
So the turnaround time, actually, it's only a couple of months away.
Yeah. So we're really pushing hard for this. But we've got plenty of time, and tickets will go on sale soon to reserve your seats and tables. That will also be at PrescottAthena.com. But right now, we're mostly just wanting to gather in those nominations. So to
and
nominate,
that's why I wanted you on the show, is because this is something new, and people are going to be saying, "I see this." They're asking for nominations, but I'm not quite sure what this what I'm nominating for.
Right.
And what I'm looking for as far as when I do nominate someone.
Yeah, and all those points that I mentioned earlier will also be on the website, so you can review those for what makes an Athena woman.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many out there. I mean, I'm in a room with two of them right now. So
you're very kind. And Link, I love Link. Look at her. She was a Prescott Area Young Professional Visionary Award recipient this year.
That's
so
amazing.
We know she's powerful in the community, and I love her because she's young.
Yeah.
And I love when you're young and you're doing great things.
Yeah.
That's always, it's really nice.
You might have
nice.
To add a, you know, nominate.
Yeah.
And then she might take home an Athena Award. We don't know. We don't know.
I know. Look at her eyes get really big. But she's one of those, Link is one of those that hides, it's like, doesn't hide. But she's a mover and a shaker. She makes things happen without taking the limelight.
Yeah.
Hence,
which
that's
is
why
great.
She's so wonderful in here and making us sound good. As she's taking notes, you know.
Yes.
Well, I think it's wonderful. So let's talk about a little bit about you. You're a publisher of Prescott Woman Magazine.
Right.
We're active in Prescott Area Young Professionals,
mm-hmm.
kind of phasing out of that
phasing
as we
that.
Mature.
That's right.
It's a nice way to say that.
Yes.
And you're very active Prescott Center for the Arts and working on not only the board of directors for Prescott Center for the Arts, but also on the capital campaign that
right.
we're working to raise the money to build our new studio theater that's, you know, we're doing wonderfully at working on that.
Yeah.
And then what people may not know is during Ghost Talk, she was one of the Macbeth witches, and you would not have recognized her. So she has got a little, you know, thespian in her and a little actor on her side. Yeah, so we keep telling her we need to get her on stage, too. So what else are you involved in? What's your passion?
So I just love supporting the community. So I was born and raised in Prescott, which is, you know, there's not that many of us left here. So I love supporting the community that has always supported me. I grew up going to school here. I went to Yavapai College as well. And so I enjoy giving back, whether that's serving on the Prescott Center for the Arts Board or I'm a member of Prescott Area Women Who Care, which is such a fantastic organization. And they do such amazing things to support nonprofits all in one night,
mm-hmm.
Raising tens of thousands of dollars just with women coming together.
Right.
Which is also such a great part of the Athena Awards, too, is just women coming together. I think that's a theme, obviously, with Prescott Woman Magazine. We mm-hmm. want women to support each other, come together, and always support the community. So I enjoy all of those things. And then, you know, hiking with my dog and hanging out with friends is always a bonus, too.
I mean, she's such a normal person, such an astute businesswoman, and yet, you know, she does, like, normal things and just hang out, which is fun because, you know, we don't see a lot of people in your day-to-day life. We just see you where you're out in front of the community. And it's
right.
Like, yeah, we just kind of hang with our dogs and walk.
Yes.
And, you know, my favorite place is my dogs in Mountain Valley Park, you know, with
yeah.
the ducks. And I know you're the same way with your dog. So
yeah.
it's kind of fun.
Yeah, and that's part of community, too, is getting out there.
Exactly. And so what would you recommend? Let's talk a little bit about your magazine.
Okay.
Comes out quarterly.
It comes out bi-monthly.
Bi-monthly.
So, yeah, six times per year, which is great.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so we have currently February, March out, and that is Wedding and Travel, like we mentioned before, and it's Love Blooms. But there's also, we added in the travel section, and there's some amazing articles. I did a Thailand trip with a group of women in November, local women, and so there's an article about that. And there's more of those trips coming up, too. And that's such a neat way to build even a new community where you're mm-hmm. doing things that you like together, but with people you might not have met otherwise.
That's true. That's true. I always call it make new friends.
Yeah.
Make new friends. And you find that, I did that with some friends, hiked the Grand Canyon.
Oh, yeah.
And I met a gal as we were just working in the gym, out in the gym, and she said, I'm going to hike the Grand Canyon. And I thought, I've never done that. That sounds like fun. Do you want to go? And it was like we planned in March and we were going to go in September. And I said, sure. And then I was at a conference and I was sitting with a colleague of mine, ran the William Chamber at the time. And I said, you know, I'm going to hike the Grand Canyon. She says, well, I've never done that. So then she says, I'll go with you. And so then we hooked up with these other two gals. So the four of us, you know, went and hiked the Grand Canyon over 5 days. And
amazing.
As a colleague, I knew my friend, but we weren't ever that close to do it traveling with.
Right.
So I traveled with her, then the two other ladies, and to the bottom of the Grand Canyon and back up in 5 days. But boy, did we have fun.
That's great.
You know, and like Thailand for you, it's when you travel like that, I mean, you just kind of let it go. You don't worry about makeup. You don't worry about hair and clothes. I mean, you're comfortable. You're seeing things that you've never seen before, and you're just kind of letting all that stuff that gets, you know, makes us who we are in front of people.
Right.
and just get real and down to earth. It was so much fun.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's exactly the Thailand experience was similar to that, where you're making new friends and maybe doing a little dirty, but having a great time the whole time.
And beautiful country, seeing something you never see. Your pictures were amazing.
Yeah, so there's information about upcoming women's travel groups in the current edition, which you can pick up at the Prescott Valley Chamber, of course, plus plenty of other locations downtown we're in for distribution bins as well. So those are kind of easy ones to pick up, or Rafter 11 in Prescott Valley, which is another
wonderful location.
Yeah.
You can pick up a copy and have a cup of coffee and read it.
Exactly.
There you go. So again, Bree Hinkle, the Athena Leadership Award. Again, give us that website one more time.
It is prescottathena.com. Or you can also find the information through PrescottWoman.com.
There you go. So great opportunity to recognize women in your world that are making a difference, and highly recommend. Take a moment. Write something down for somebody. You could change their life.
Yeah.
So thank you so much. Bree Hinkle, love you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
You're still doing great things. I think we got a board meeting coming up for PCA next week.
We do.
Got to keep the momentum going for that, too. So, again, Prescott Women Magazine, Bree Hinkle, publisher, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Marnie.
And, again, the Athena Leadership Award recognizing. Come support women. Thank you for sharing that story. And we'll look forward to many, many years.
Yeah.
All right. Short break here. When we come back, time to say goodbye on this. It's getting a little cooler out there. Day here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, KQNA.com.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Hi, this is Stacy
and Tina
from The Light Company, and we are so excited to announce that Kay's Lighting in Prescott is under new ownership and now a part of our lighting and furniture family.
For years, Kay's Lighting has brought exceptional lighting and design to the Prescott area, and starting in March, we will be offering heirloom quality custom furniture.
Come see us at 735 6th Street in Prescott, and let us help you design a beautiful space uniquely your own.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Will you be my Valentine?
Bruce, what does Valentine's Day have to do with Cottonwood Area Transit? After all, it's a sweet ride every day with Cat.
Rudy, life is like a box of chocolates. Every day with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
That's why you're a smooth operator, Rudy.
And I'm taking my sweetheart on the Verde Link to Sedona.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and make every day a sweet ride.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
When you're diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer,
a million questions flood your mind.
How can this be happening?
Am I going to be able to work?
What's a subtype?
What do I do now?
We know.
We went through it too.
But once you start to understand your options,
you can partner with your doctor
and find ways to face MBC on your own terms.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com and learn how to speak up and have a more informed conversation with your doctor.
Some questions have answers.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com to find some of yours.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
Well, I hope you enjoyed our show today. We covered a whole lot of things going on, West Yavapai Guidance Clinic. Holy smokes, the work that they're doing over there. And I'm really excited to bring back Dr. David Wolkoff again to talk about more of the work they're doing in treating mental health issues, substance abuse issues, and the work that West Yavapai Guidance Clinic is doing. Amazing. And again, of course, I'm ready to go have some pizza. Thank you to David Gray from Full Circle Mobile Wood Fired Pizza for your events and catering special events. Sounds like a good thing for one. Eric Edelman, Planetarium Director there at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University Planetarium. Amazing. Look to the stars. Look to the skies. Enjoy Romance Among the Stars this Friday and Saturday night. And again, Bree Hinkle, owner and publisher. Go to PrescottAthenaAward.com and make your nominations. And Link and I are sitting here back making our plans to make some nominations. We know a lot of people. We thank you for joining us today. We want you to be safe out there. So have a great 2 weeks. Next week will be the mayor. And then I'll be back here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Be safe out there.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Annie Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employers, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.